Coming up on KUCB News, Unalaska's mayor has signed the amendment to end the city manager's tenure. And more. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Zoe Sobel with some local news on Wednesday, September 6th, 2017. Less than a week after Unalaska's City Council voted to approve a deal that would end the city manager's employment, the mayor has signed off. Now, the decision to stay in or leave Unalaska is in the hands of Dave Martinson. In a statement yesterday, Martinson said, quote, he and his wife are now discussing options and will make a decision soon. If Martinson accepts the deal, he stands to receive nearly $30,000 in severance and moving expenses, plus 2 weeks of free rent in his current city home. In this case, his job would end at the end of September. If he rejects the deal, he continues as city manager. The proposal has no expiration date. Anchorage District Attorney Clint Campion announced last week that he'll be stepping down from his post. Campion has been with the DA for a little over 2 years and with the Department of Law for 9 years and says he's now moving on to the private sector. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Campion submitted his resignation Friday, asking for an effective date of October 6th to allow the department time to tap his successor. He says he's accepted a job with Anchorage-based law firm Sador, Wentland, Evans, and Phillippe.
I've been presented with a really good opportunity in the private sector. I've gotten to know the people at the firm, and I think it's a good opportunity for me personally and professionally, and I just wanted to take advantage of the opportunity while it was there.
Campion has prosecuted some high-profile cases in his time, and for the past 2 years has guided the strategy for the state criminal cases in Anchorage, Bristol Bay, and the Aleutians. He says he is proud of the work that his staff has been doing and the new hires that are coming on board. He acknowledges that recent budget cuts have made prosecutors' work more challenging, as has Senate Bill 91.
It's changed the landscape, and I don't think the verdict is back yet about how effective the bill has been. And so I guess I'll take a wait-and-see approach when it comes to Senate Bill 91. But those things were not the reasons I'm leaving. I'm not leaving because I'm frustrated or that I'm unhappy with the administration. The administration has been really good to me personally. I think they're really are recognizing the hard work of the Anchorage DA's office and are providing the support that we need.
As he prepares to leave, Campion says he's particularly glad that the Dillingham DA's office has stayed open and staffed, and he's also proud to see that Gustav Olofsson was promoted from the Anchorage office to take over as Kodiak DA. District attorneys ultimately decide what charges get brought against a person, which cases get deals or go to trial, and which get dismissed. It's all in pursuit of justice, and Campion says that's certainly part of what he'll miss about the job.
You know, obviously, seeking justice is the primary focus, but it's what's just as important as explaining those decisions and sticking by your decisions. And in the face of public scrutiny or unhappiness with certain segments of the criminal justice system, but we've been able to stick by our decisions and explain them, and I guess that would be a proud part of my reign as DA.
Campion says he's excited to branch out professionally into a new realm of law and litigation and personally to spend more time with his family. The Department of Law has not yet named his replacement. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.
The Trump administration announced yesterday it would end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. The Obama-era program protects undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children, shielding them from deportation and allowing them to obtain work permits. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, about 100 protesters gathered in downtown Anchorage to oppose the decision.
The protest was organized by the left-leaning group Indivisible Anchorage, which is part of a network of groups that popped up to oppose President Trump's agenda. Shoshana Stone is one of the organizers. She says for many DACA recipients, living in the U.S. is all they can remember.
They've been here, living, working, going to school, and, this is just a wrong.
There are fewer than 150 DACA recipients in Alaska, according to the Center for American Progress, out of about 800,000 nationwide. Earlier this year, President Trump told ABC News that these people, known as Dreamers, quote, shouldn't be very worried about deportation. Anchorage Assemblymember Felix Rivera is among the protesters who say Trump is being unfaithful to his word.
The president today broke a promise to 800,000 young individuals who, by all rights, are Americans. They just don't have that piece of paper.
That sentiment was echoed by Leah McDermott, an Anchorage immigration attorney. She says anticipation of the president's decision rushed several of her clients to renew their DACA permits. She even had one client file last week right under the wire.
We didn't know exactly what would happen, but we knew that something could be announced today, and so I definitely wanted to get it filed before that happened.
The Department of Homeland Security will not process any new permits going forward. But McDermott says the president's decision doesn't mean that Dreamers will be immediately deported.
A lot of people with DACA have other options for staying legally in the country, and they may not be aware of that. So my advice to them would be to consult with an immigration attorney and find out if they have other options available.
Current DACA recipients can hang on to their two-year work permits until they expire. After that, the program is in the hands of Congress. The Trump administration is delaying fully ending the program until March 2018. The president said that gives lawmakers 6 months to pass new legislation if they want to protect Dreamers. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
And that's the news from Onalaska. I'm Zoe Sobel. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. Please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.